AI industry at a pivot. New metrics, access controls, and a $10 billion compute deal. OpenAI's chief financial officer proposed this week that the AI industry adopt a new standard called useful intelligence per dollar as the primary measure of model value, a shift away from capability benchmarks like coding and reasoning tests toward what enterprises actually care about, return on spending. The proposal is shrewd positioning ahead of an anticipated IPO. Defining the measurement standard is a way of shaping how investors and enterprise buyers evaluate a competitive landscape that OpenAI believes it can win on cost efficiency grounds. The Trump administration is reportedly moving to gate access to frontier AI models, a policy the Palantir CTO publicly justified by accusing China of conducting distillation attacks, systematically collecting American AI model outputs to train competing Chinese models. Distillation allows a competitor to approximate the behavior of a larger model using collected input-output pairs without accessing the underlying weights or training data, capturing significant value at a fraction of the cost. Google's Gemini 3.5 Pro was delayed after reportedly falling short of internal benchmarks, underscoring how quickly the capability bar is moving and the strategic liability of any timeline slip in a market where competitors are actively building switching costs. Mira Murati's startup, founded after her departure from OpenAI in late 2024, released an open-weight model aimed at enterprises concerned about proprietary data entering closed systems they cannot audit. The model can be deployed on a company's own infrastructure and its weights inspected, a direct response to enterprise trust concerns that Murati has positioned her company around. The largest business story in AI this week is a reported arrangement in which Meta would lease AI compute capacity to Anthropic through a new division called Meta Compute, in a deal valued at approximately $10 billion. For Meta, the deal monetizes enormous capital already invested in data centers and custom chips. For Anthropic, it provides a path to scale compute without the capital expenditure of building independent infrastructure, the primary constraint on frontier model training. The arrangement would also create a notable competitive tension. Meta's Llama series and Anthropic's Claude series are direct rivals in the enterprise market, and antitrust regulators are certain to examine a compute leasing arrangement between competing AI model providers. xAI's Grok added automation features allowing it to run recurring scheduled tasks and respond to incoming emails, with the email trigger capability reserved for SuperGrok subscribers. The move shifts Grok from a conversational interface toward an autonomous agent capable of handling ongoing workflows, a meaningful product differentiation play in a market where email remains the backbone of enterprise communication.